If you're wondering just how energized Republican delegates are after that convention, listen to this report by NPR's David Wellna.
Susan Black did not vote for McCain in Alabama's primary, but his speech sealed the deal for her last night.
I can really tell that he loves this country more than anything in the world. He loves it more than politics.
Another convert was Dave Meyer of Woodbury, Minnesota. He says he went into the convention's final session a skeptic and left a McCain supporter.
I came away tonight trusting John McCain, trusting him to be temperate, trusting him to be cautious, but also trusting him to do the right thing if we had to do something serious.
Joshua Gross of Lexington, South Carolina, was most impressed by McCain's account of his ordeal as a prisoner of war.
I heard one phrase I had never heard before, and that was, "I broke." It was the admission that, man, they broke him, and yet he still persevered.
For Tennessee Republican Carol Williams, McCain's promise to put Democrats and independents in his administration sounded politically calibrated.
My personal opinion is he was trying to get some of the votes from undecided, the people out there that are undecided, and if they are Democrats, maybe that will sway them over to his side.
And for Greg Leo of Oregon, McCain hit a home run last night.
He's not the kind of politician that Americans have seen before. This is a guy who's willing to take some risks, do some things that are creative, bring in a broader group of people into the coalition. I mean, this guy is not George Bush. This is a guy that all Americans can get behind.
David Wellna, NPR News, St. Paul.
If you missed McCain's speech last night, you did not miss McCain's speech because it's still available at npr.org, where you can also read analysis and blogs from Minnesota.